Coach on the road once again with the MLB stars of the game. I'm over here with the man. I got the man, T.E. How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great. Good to see you.
Let you introduce yourself to our Chicago audience.
Yeah, I'm Tim Elko. I'm from outside Tampa, Florida. Try to play some baseball.
Tampa?
Yep.
You're a long way from home.
I know. Yeah, I went to Hillsborough High School down there, and yeah, great place, great place.
So how come you ain't bringing on that Florida weather to chat with you?
You know, I would love to bring the Florida weather with me right now, but we got Chicago weather right now.
Okay. Well, it's a little chilly today.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, I mean, you know, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league ball player. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues, as I'm sure it was yours.
Yeah.
So what was it like to get that call you going to the big leagues?
Oh, man, like you said, it was a dream come true. You know, I even started playing baseball when I was 6 years old and grew up watching baseball games. And I was a fan of the Tampa Bay Rays and down there in Tampa, obviously. And, you know, just watching games, dreaming of being on that field one day. And got to achieve it about a week ago. So
you don't come to Chicago talk about you as a Tampa Bay fan.
Now I'm a Chicago fan. Okay, I'm a Chicago White Sox fan, but yeah.
You've been playing since you were six. I mean, I'm sure you're about like
yeah.
That.
I was a little shorter. Okay. Didn't quite weigh as much as I do now, but yeah.
So what was this journey like for you getting here? I always told my guys it's about having an opportunity. 100%. What did you do to put yourself on the maps with the scouts?
You know, just played a lot of summer ball and travel ball growing up, and was able to get in front of some college scouts and professional scouts when I was in high school too, but took the college route, went to Ole Miss, and you know, I would tell kids, you know, don't give up. My first year or two, you know, I wasn't playing every single day, and had to work to get better and you know, perfect my craft on offense, defense, and everything. So you know, I would tell kids, even if they're struggling a little bit, just keep pushing, keep working hard, and keep trying to get better every single day, because you know, even if at the very moment you know, you're not as good as you can possibly be, if you keep working hard, you'll get there.
So you go throw that Ole Miss in there. You and my friends think you was a stud.
Yeah, I was down at Ole Miss for from 2018 to 22. So spent some time there and loved it. Great school, great coaching staff, and we had some pretty fun teams to be on. So it was a lot of fun down there.
So was you the man down there?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I'm, you know, I was just one of the guys and just trying to just trying to be the best teammate and player I could every day.
Rumor has it you was the man.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
So what round did you get drafted in?
I got drafted in the 10th round. That was a later senior sign. So yeah.
Okay, so you couldn't crack that first round. Huh?
No.
You couldn't crack, yeah, I'm from Chicago, from the hood. We say you couldn't crack that get paid.
Not quite. But you know, it's all part of the journey, and you know, worked my way through the system, and now we're here. So.
So what was it like? I mean, you know, every kid's dream of playing the big leagues, getting drafted. What's it like on draft day when you're sitting around waiting to see if you're going to be drafted?
It's a little nerve-wracking, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. But just like anything else, just got to be patient. And, you know, when you get your opportunity, you got to be ready to go and be able to make an impact when you start your pro ball career.
And then you got drafted, signed that contract, and thought you was on your way to the big leagues. You already know you had to make a stop at the minor leagues, didn't
100%.
You?
100%. Yeah, of course. Again, you know, it's just part of the journey. Started in low A and got to play at every single level with the White Sox. And, you know, it was a fun journey. I enjoyed every level I was at with the coaching staffs, the players. And, you know, being where your feet are, I think, is one of the biggest things you can do for yourself. And focusing on where you are right in that moment, and being the best player you can be on every team you're on, and being the best teammate you can be on every team. And, you know, I think that helps you to play better and, you know, eventually get where you want to be.
So you played at every level in the minor leagues. You know anything about that peanut butter jelly and Motel 6s?
I do, you know. It was fun. Oh, it was a fun part of the journey.
You just got big leagues on Michael B.
He's a stud right
and
there.
And he's in the buff, too.
He's a stud right there. He just got to his 10 years, so congrats to him.
Okay.
Every step of the journey is, you know, unique and fun in its own way. So, like I said, you just got to enjoy it all.
So how many roommates did you have? I hear some guys had 6, 7, 8 guys in a two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah. I came into pro ball at a pretty good time where, you know, I had a little better than some of the other guys, you know, where we started getting housing provided for us and whatnot. But down in low A, we did have about 6 or 7 roommates. So,
So you're going to brag about how you came in and didn't have to go through all that.
We had it a little bit easier than some of the other guys that are in the clubhouse. Yeah.
So what about the emotional roller coaster? I know it's one in the big leagues, but in the minor leagues, going from league to league, level to level. What about that emotional part?
Yeah. You got to keep the emotions in check. And kind of like I was saying before, you got to bloom where you're planted and be where your feet are, be patient. At each stop, at each level, just try to be the best you can every day and try to improve every single day to eventually, help you move up those levels.
So you get that call, you're going to the big leagues, put on that big league uniform. Well, what's your number? Number 30.
Yeah.
I was coaching. I used to have number 30. See?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Good
okay,
number.
See, we're twins here.
Yeah.
You get that uniform and you go out there, you get that at bat, and all of a sudden you hit that first home run. Mm-hmm. What was that feeling like?
Yeah, it was a pretty cool feeling. Just kind of all the work that I've put in over the years, kind of coming to that moment. And it was awesome to have my parents here too, to be able to, celebrate with me a little bit after that. It was something I 100% will never forget.
Did you cry?
Tried not to. But it was a lot of fun emotions, and it was a pretty cool feeling.
I know Mama was all in them stairs crying.
I think she was. She may not admit it, but I think she probably
she
was.
She gonna admit it. She
yeah,
admit
it was on Mother's Day too. So.
Oh, you hit that home run too.
Mm-hmm.
She like, oh my baby, hit home run. Mom, this show just for you. So, what is it like? Sum it up. What is it like? Just this experience being here.
It's great, get to keep playing baseball and living out my dream, playing with these guys in this clubhouse has been a lot of fun. We've got some great guys in here, and it's a fun team to play on, and just looking forward to keep playing some good baseball and get some wins for the White Sox.
Coach with the man, T.E.
All right, thanks.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
Thank you.
On social media, click the link to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fanbase, our podcast. Become a subscriber on our YouTube channel and visit our website at mem247.com. That's mem247.com.
The Diary of a Coach/Former MLB Scout. 40 years, I just can't tell it all. It is important to inform both current and future baseball players about the journey that lies ahead. We must understand that baseball is primarily a business and secondarily a game. This is a fact. The book is available at yourdiary247.us. That's yourdiary247.us.